From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. New efforts to retake Ramadi. U.S. government officials say they support a new offensive by paramilitary forces to recapture the Iraqi city of Ramadi from Islamic State insurgents. A U.S. military spokesman says retaking the city will be difficult because fleeing Iraqi forces left a lot of American military equipment in the hands of the enemy. Shiite militias were massing Tuesday outside of Ramadi ahead of a possible offensive to try to recapture it. A court in Kabul has sentenced 11 police officers, including a district police chief, to 1 year in jail over the mob beating of a woman earlier this year. Eight others were set free. The judge found that the 11 guilty officers had neglected their duty to protect 27-year-old Farkunda from a March 19th attack. That attack was sparked by false accusations that the woman had desecrated the Quran. The U.S. Department of Justice has charged six Chinese nationals with economic espionage and theft of trade secrets for allegedly accessing secret U.S. technologies and sharing them with universities and companies controlled by the Chinese government. Unsealing an indictment filed last month, U.S. officials in Washington announced the charges Tuesday. The defendants are all Chinese nationals. They are accused of stealing trade secrets from two U.S. technology companies, Skyworks Solutions and Avago Technologies. Thousands of Burundians have defied authorities and have marched through the capital, Bujumbura, demanding that President Pierre Nkurunziza step down. Police fired tear gas and beat protesters who they say will remain in the streets until the president withdraws a plan to seek a third term. This is VOA News. Police in the U.S. state of Texas say they are bracing for more motorcycle gang violence in the wake of a deadly shootout between rival bikers that left nine people dead 2 days ago. Waco, Texas police spokesman Patrick Swanton said the gangs are engaged in a turf war for supremacy in the state. He said autopsies of the nine bikers killed at the Twin Peaks restaurant in a Waco shopping center have not been completed. He said police are questioning 170 people arrested in the violence, but that their investigation has been made difficult by the suspects not being truthful. At least one possible Republican presidential candidate wants the United States to be more involved overseas. Jim Malone takes a look.
During a visit to the early primary state of New Hampshire, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie made the case for a more active U.S. presence overseas.
No one understands any longer whom America stands with or whom we stand against.
Christie is expected to announce his presidential intentions soon. One of more than a dozen Republicans who have either formally joined the 2016 race or who are considering a run for president next year. Jim Malone, Washington.
The United Nations is intensifying pressure on Southeast Asian governments that have been reluctant to come to the rescue of refugees and migrants stranded at sea. A joint statement Tuesday by a coalition of UN agencies directly appealed to the leaders of Indonesia, Malaysia, and Thailand to reverse their policies of pushing back the boats full of desperate people. The United Nations Children's Fund reports dozens of children in South Sudan's Unity State have been killed, raped, and abducted during the past 2 weeks. Lisa Schlein reports.
UNICEF representative in South Sudan, Jonathan Veach, says the situation has deteriorated as both government and rebel forces try to gain ground before the rainy season stops their advances. He says there are only losers in this fight, especially children in Unity State who are being viciously attacked and abused.
Survivors reported to UNICEF that whole villages were burned to the ground by armed groups, while large numbers of girls and women were taken outside to be raped and killed.
Witnesses told UNICEF they believe the attacks were carried out by groups aligned with the Sudan People's Liberation Army. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The Ukrainian government lodged an official note of protest with Russia Tuesday over two Russian servicemen it says its forces captured in eastern Ukraine. A Ukrainian foreign ministry official told reporters that the presence of Russian soldiers inside Ukraine was a violation of all possible norms of international law and raised doubts about Russia's commitment to a ceasefire. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.